Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It is a gorgeous July day. The energy feels so vibrant and strong and pure. I woke up this morning really excited to do this show. This is Molly McCord. I am your hostess. I write and compile everything that you see on ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my website where I share energy updates, astrology, divine messages, inspiring messages, all kinds of things. It's expanded beyond what I originally thought it could be, and it's expanded into this radio show. So I'm delighted that you are here. It's been really fun to see all the listeners from all over the world benefiting from this information, and to see that the shows have been downloaded through iTunes and listened to many, many times on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. I'm glad that this information is beneficial and is helping you in your life and on your journey. Today's show is a really big topic, and I'm delighted to talk about it. It's called Insights About Soulmates, Twin Flames, and Kindred Spirits. And I have unintentionally become a pseudo-expert on this area. I never thought I would be an expert on relationships because there are so many people out there who really specialize in it. They're known for their powerhouse speaking and books and all of these products that they offer. And yet I feel that I have so much to share with you that is divinely guided messages as well as an integrated human perspective. I think this is really powerful because relationships are so important to us. They define us on so many levels, from when we are born into our family of origins to how we grow among our peer groups to the one-on-one relationships we form with romantic partners to our colleagues and bosses and associates in our professional lives, to children and extended family relations. You know, everything about being human involves relationships. In our last show, I mentioned how Spirit informed me that relationships were created specifically for our experience, that on a soul level, when we're not in human form, we have enough. We are enough. We are everything. And relationships aren't needed in the same way that they are here. And so we've developed and created unlimited possibilities for relationships. And we've done that so that we can grow, so that we can experience contrast of personalities and experiences and emotions. We've done that to be better at our gifts. We've done it to be able to return back to peace, to love, and to joy, regardless of what relationships we're dealing with. and what lessons we're learning. We always have the capacity to be in love with ourselves and to be in love with our experience, regardless of what our human relationships might be undergoing at this time. And so today's topic is highly relevant because relationships are coming up as a big area for many, many people. I'm going to talk about soulmates, twin flames, and kindred spirits, talk about what they are energetically, how they are different, and their purposes. And then in the second half of the show, I'm going to look at the astrological viewpoint of what we're going through right now with relationships. If you do not know anything about astrology, I think you're still going to get a lot of good information from that part of the show. You do not need your chart or anything. You don't need to even know what the lingo is. I'm just going to explain it in a way that hopefully will put more of the pieces together for you. And I'm also going to share some of the timeline and some of the dates when energies might be felt more intensely. So I'd like to get started by sharing with you these three different categories, I'm going to say, categories of relationships. People are listening to the show from all types of backgrounds and are arriving here with different understandings. So I want to be able to communicate with you some base level information to get us all on the same page. There's a lot of information about soulmates. Everything from the idyllic, romantic versions in movies and in entertainment to some other harsher interpretations that have circled in recent years. And the soulmates is something that we have trained ourselves to believe as another person who completes us. That could be a truth for you if you choose to believe that. However, the higher perspective is that when we first began experiencing ourselves as humans on here, we came in with groups. There are groups of energies that we needed in order to fulfill our experiences. And these characters, we'll call them, these characters are our soulmates. They are people that we have had most likely numerous incarnations with over and over again. And we hold the same themes with them, the same healing themes. So those themes could be betrayal, abandonment, certain areas of growth. It could be power struggles. The themes are unlimited. The idea is that this is a group of beings that we intentionally chose to work with, to experience and grow together. And so those do involve romantic relationships and partnerships, but they also involve family, they involve neighbors, they involve your boss, your assistant, anyone in your life that you feel some connection with is potentially an original member of your soul group that you've had numerous incarnations with and that would be identifiable as a soulmate, because they are your mate in this theme. They are helping you to see the theme, the lesson, in a new way, to grow from it. And what you will notice about soulmates is that the energy is based very strongly in emotion. There is typically a lot of emotional energy there because it's related to karma. And through the eons and eons of time, the circles of karma have been spinning so that you play one role for a soulmate, and then the next time around they play another role for you. You reverse roles, you change it around, you get a different perspective, a different experience of the same theme. So with our soulmates, we have been generating a lot of emotional energy because there hasn't been the consciousness or the awareness with where to direct the emotional ties. it's like it just keeps circling around without understanding how to find the exit or how to upgrade the energy to a higher expression. But that is the time on Earth that we are living in right now, which is incredibly exciting, that we have the tools, the ability, and the resources to lift ourselves above the emotional fray and experience the beauty and perfection of soulmate relationships that have had so many cycles with emotional, turmoil, because these are the relationships that will trigger you the most. You could go right to anger with somebody. You could feel a deep sadness and grief over the ending of these relationships. You can also feel an immense amount of love and incredible joy. It's the energy that has unspoken commonalities between the two of you. It's where you feel like you just know somebody and you want to be with them, you want to relate to them. Depending on your theme with these people, it could be somewhere along the scale of, you know, extreme fear to extreme love. That's how broad the spectrum is of soulmates. So when we see soulmate relationships described on television and in movies, you know, we have this idea that, oh, I found my soulmate and life is going to be happily ever after and I'm complete and everything's going to be top-notch from here on out. But I can tell you from my own personal experience, I've had my own cycles with soulmates that have revolved around the same themes. And these relationships have been very intense for me. They have triggered the deepest amount of emotions in me. When I was in it, I couldn't see it properly, if you know what I mean. I was in it, and I couldn't be an objective observer because there was so much happening underneath the relationship, which I attributed to lifetimes of experiences underneath the relationship, and I wasn't able to understand the broader themes when I was in it. I needed to have somebody else tell me what the themes were and tell me what was happening because I was so engrossed in these soulmate relationships. They trigger in us the greatest healing opportunities. Soulmate relationships are an amazing gift because it is with these people that we can see ourselves, that what is triggered is an opportunity to understand where more love and healing can be directed. This is why soulmate relationships are so intense for us, is because there's so much there, and it runs so deep. I have realized that with my soulmates, I became really exhausted. These are relationships that had me spinning in situations, that had me spinning in emotions. I would feel everything from incredible love for them and appreciation and joy, all the way to what I would interpret as deep resentment and anger and frustration. And all of that is because they triggered in me these lifetimes of energies that were ready to be elevated and healed. We can only heal what we see. We can only heal what is revealed. So when soulmates are in our world, there is this dichotomy between deep wounds and deep healing. There are so many gifts from this perspective. There are so many ways we can benefit from these relationships when we can be the observer and step out of the emotions. When I was in my, I would say, my deepest soulmate relationships, it was not rational. As an outside observer, you might have thought, well, Molly, the situation here seems really clear to me. You need to da-da-da-da, you know, break up or let this go or move forward. And I could not do it. It was as if I had this unconscious desire to relate to this person continually. It was very hard to let it go. And yet letting it go was exactly what I needed to do, and I had to do that on my own timeline, because my soulmate relationships were about elevating these emotions that were within me and understanding them from a different perspective. The soulmates that you come across, you will recognize energetically. You will connect with them energetically. It will not be simply a mental or rational understanding of the person. It will be this feeling of, I know you. And when we are at that place, we have a lot of power right now. We have a lot of power to decide what is in our highest and best good for me, for my growth, and for my experience right now. Soulmate relationships are powerful and seductive and enticing because we have so much energetic history with them. But I have learned from my own journey that I feel like I have a huge soul group. I think that maybe half the world population is my soul group sometimes, because I run into so many people that are familiar just in all areas of my life. And I think, how big is this soul group? I mean, it seems like it's unending. But because I know what my own themes have been with soulmates, I also have made choices that have been in my best and highest good. And often that is to disconnect and to understand that every person has their own free will, as do I, and that the soulmate themes that I have accumulated and experienced time and time again are consciously completing for me. I'm going to move into twin flames next, because that's heavily related to this. And I want to recognize that many people are going through these soulmate completions right now, and I understand that it's not roses and easy, and it's not simple, because there's so much tied up into it. But I do want to let you know that wherever you are on this journey, and if this topic of soulmates is really resonating with you, that most likely you are here to complete some form of healing with them, and that your responsibility is to yourself. I remember having a breakup that was so devastating because I thought that my life was going to unfold in a certain direction, and so the ending of that relationship felt like the ending of my life on some levels. It was that deep. It was so intense. It was this feeling of, well, I don't know where to go next, because I thought I was going to be with this group. I thought it was going to be connected to these people. And when that ended, I felt very lost, because we're creating a new experience after the completion of soulmate relationships. And I had this vision of being in a bubble, this beautiful white bubble with people, and I was walking out of that bubble into this brand new white space. It was completely void and empty. There was no one else there. And I kept turning back because I saw all these people that I chose to walk away from. And on some levels, it was exciting for me because I felt my soul's growth. I felt the power of choosing what was best for me. And I also felt sadness. I worked through that sadness. I got past it. I did a lot of intentional healing and energy work with it so that it wouldn't stay in my energetic aura. It wouldn't stay in my body. But I want to recognize that this might be an experience that resonates with you, because this is happening on so many levels for us right now. This is happening in very big ways, and it's a new experience. I want you to know that it can be a very liberating and empowering experience. I think that is a really important message, because love is never lost. Love is never lost. It just changes form. And our connections to people are never completely gone, because when they're in our lives on some level, we have a love for them that is unspoken and perhaps even unexpressed. So if you can find a way to cut cords and move forward from your soulmates, if that's in your best interest, if that's something you need to do, please know that the other side of that has a lot of amazing rewards, I want to say, and new connections that fit you better. Twin flames is an energy that is also, that is very related to the energy of soulmates, but it's a little different. When you first originated on Earth, you came in with a balancing energy. Here we have the duality between fear and love, war and peace, male and female. In order to experience Earth energy in its best and highest way, we arrived with a twin, with a partner, who would balance us in order to help balance the energy here. And the twin energy signature is typically of the opposite gender. It's similar to soulmates, where you have same themes that you're playing out together and that you would rotate roles. So it could be being romantic partners. It could also be in some lifetimes being a mother and a child, or being two co-workers, or just that same energetic signature that you're working with in another person, because they balance you. However, with this person, you have the same karma, the same core wounds, and the same life lessons. This is a person that you would intuitively understand and recognize on a very deep level. It could be the person that you're in a crowded room and you know them, as in you've met them, they're in your life, but you are just constantly drawn to them. You want to stand next to them at a party. You want to pick up the phone and know that you can always explain yourself to them and they'll just get it. The twin flame energy is very, very powerful. And it's because you've had these numerous life experiences similar to soulmates that you're trying to balance and work out. Twin flames have parallel growth paths. You'll have the same path, and that's not necessarily in just this lifetime. That could be across all your lifetimes. So there could be a huge chunk of unconscious commonalities there. But your paths have been parallel. And for many twin flames, there is an agreement in place, a soul agreement, that you will come together at this time on the planet and you'll grow beyond your core wounds, meaning you both are at a place where you recognize what your wounds are, what the healing is that's required, and that you want to move beyond them now. You know, you've been going through these themes and these healing lessons for eons, potentially, and now is the time when you're both committed to ending the karmic cycle and to begin a new paradigm of energy together. It's incredibly powerful. I like to think of it as when you are connected with your twin flame, there is a celebration that is possible when you're both on the same page and you're ready to complete these cycles of lessons and themes and to move beyond them. This, again, is one of the relationships where there is an energetic recognition of the other person beyond anything your mental, rational, or intellectual capacities will understand. It's a heart connection, on a very deep level. And I've had this experience. I've had a connection with my twin flame, who was a male in this lifetime, and I did not know it was him for years. And I finally, things, I'd say, burst through, and connections were made, and I understood that that's what this connection was. It was like I wasn't ready yet to know the deeper meaning behind our connection and what was happening. We very much had parallel paths, a lot of similarities. There was a lot going on in our relationship that was below the surface. I remember times when I would be near him and I would experience past life events seemingly out of nowhere. I remember many things, like I would be getting these flashbacks, and this was before I had an expanded awareness about my own experiences, meaning I didn't know even that they were past life remembrances at that time. But when I was with him, those would be triggered on a very deep level, and it brought up all these emotions in me, and it brought up a lot of stuff that was ready to be healed because it came up to the light for my attention. And he had the same core wounds, the same themes and lessons that were also open for healing should he choose that. And as it happened for me, it turns out that he was not ready to heal with me. And we did not continue our relationship. And there was no common path that we would be walking along together. Oftentimes with twin flames, you could be living your lives at two different speeds. And I'm a fast one. I'm someone who goes for it. I like movement. I want to keep things going forward. And he is not. And he never has been. And I appreciated that in him. But when the rubber hit the road, it takes courage to see yourself and what you need to do at this time in order to heal. And my interpretation was that on many levels he wasn't ready for that, and that his free will, I had to honor his free will. I had to respect that. I had to let that be. I can tell you that it was devastating, that when I had these insights and this information, I could see the bigger picture. I could see where this was going. I felt the celebratory energy around the relationship, because, as I said, the twin flames connection is so deep, and there's such a profound level of knowingness that we are connected to someone, even when they make their choices, we still feel that deep love for them. And so he chose not to move forward with me. And what is ironic is that it triggers the core wounds again. When the twin flame, who has your same wounds, does not want to connect with you, it triggers the wounds again because they're not. There's something that's looking for completion. And this is where we step in and we complete it for ourselves, where we take control of our own path and our own healing needs and get it done for ourselves. And that was a huge lesson for me because I knew, too, that there was numerous times in previous lives when he wasn't able to move forward with me, and that was one of the lessons, was this the theme of abandonment and rejection was something I had experienced with him before. And so here I was back again experiencing that, and yet the opportunity was that I knew what the theme was. I got it. So I could really hone in on what needed my attention and move past it in a way that would heal myself and heal that wound for me. With twin flames, we can think that so much is riding on them, because for lifetimes it has been. We've had that connection, and we want that connection. But at the end of the day, your spiritual responsibility is yourself, regardless of what they choose, regardless of what direction they go, whether they hold your hand and walk forward with you, or if they make another decision that is better for them at this time. Your spiritual responsibility is still yourself. You still drive your own car. Regardless if there's passengers or not, you still drive your own car, and you are in control of you. So my own experience then with the twin flames was that he was not, like I said, he was not ready. It triggered the same core wounds in me again, which brought them up for healing on my terms and on my level. And it reinforced my commitment to my path and to my own growth. And that is a gift, too. That is a gift from these relationships. So the gifts aren't simply that we find and connect with someone and we live our life with them. That's one way the path can unfold, but there's numerous ways that we can experience gifts with our soulmates and our twin flames. I know that many people, I've heard from clients, are finding their twin flames right now, and that it get because the energy is so fast, it will get right to the heart. You will know right away that there are similar wounds there. And on some level, you'll know right away if they're willing to do their own work to get past it. It's an exciting, exciting connection. And then we move past twin flames into relationships that are called kindred spirits. As I stated at the top of the show, I have unintentionally become an expert on this area because I've had all of these relationships. Like I said, I think that my soul group is half the planet. So I've had experience with soulmates, with twin flames, and with kindred spirits. Now, with soulmates and twin flames, we know that there's karmic connections there. There's emotional, deep emotional connections. There's lifetimes upon lifetimes of experiences. There's tons of unconscious energy that drives soulmates and twin flames. But as we go into kindred spirits, this is a different energetic signature. And kindred spirits have no karmic connections. It's based in heart energy. And it could be that you have had lifetimes with your kindred spirits, but they were most likely lifetimes that didn't involve emotional turmoil. These were times when you had a very peaceful, simple, loving existence with another person, sort of a vacation lifetime, if you will, where you got a break of some sort and you weren't here to learn a lot of lessons. You were probably here to balance out lifetimes where you had a lot of lessons. And so kindred spirits do not have those deep emotional wounds. They are probably, there's a variety of ways this can unfold. They are people who have already done their healing work as well, and they are on the other side of it. There's no emotional, deep emotional wounds that they need to heal with you. They've completed it on their own, or they came in without that need, meaning they came in without those karmic wounds to focus on this time around, and they're here for other reasons. There's other scenarios that could be involved in kindred spirits, but those are the two prime ones. And so meeting up with our kindred spirits is a heart connection. There's a soul level recognition that this person is familiar, that you know them, but there isn't the need to heal together, like with the twin flame. So I have found that this is where we find our kindred spirits when we have energetically cleared ourselves of karmic patterns. Now, we never stop learning. There is no finish line. There is no end zone. We're always learning and we're mastering ourselves. Kindred spirits support that. It's like they support that without you needing to do it for them, if that makes sense. You are given space and room to continually learn and grow without feeling a responsibility to heal someone else in the same way. It's sort of like we're both our own strong core entity. And we recognize that we're individuals who can take care of ourselves. We've completed our deepest healing wounds, and now we're here to enjoy and live from a place of new peace. I think of it as peace because when we've cleared out a lot of the emotional gunk that's resided in us, we do find deeper levels of peace within. And the one of the images that came to mind as I was compiling this and downloading some of these messages from my team was the movie Love Actually. Have you seen that? It's probably, gosh, I want to say 2003, 2005. I can't remember. But it's a film that came out around Christmas time. It's based in London. And it's that it has a huge cast of characters with different themes and different storylines happening throughout the movie. So you'll see these two people working on a relationship, these two people working on a relationship. And it floats between these different storylines. And I think of kindred spirits when I see the scene where you are arriving at the airport in the terminal and you're being warmly and lovingly greeted by a loved one. And that arrival, that cheerful arrival at the airport terminal, hugging, celebrating, and loving another person on arrival. I love that scene because at a soul level, I think of our kindred spirits and even our spirit guides and our angels and all of the beings who are with us. They're just here to celebrate us. And I think of the airport as this amazing, safe place where we are connected and loved after a journey, a long journey potentially. So that movie Love Actually really brings up the idea of kindred spirits for me because there's a lot of these feelings of connection and happiness. So I shared with you that I've had soulmate relationships and I had to leave them. I shared with you that I had twin flame relationship that ended. And I'm very delighted to share with you that now I have a kindred spirit relationship. And I'm going to toot my own horn here and tell you it's because I did my own work. And it's the same for every person. When you continue to do your own work, your own healing work, you are rewarded. The universe still celebrates you. You can make any choice in the world and you are loved by the universe. I believe that 100%. I know that 100%. And it's reassuring to know that after going through a variety of relationship experiences, there are still connections to be made. There is still someone to share your life with. There are still partners out there for you. The soulmates and twin flames can take you to your deepest, darkest places. You can absolutely go there. But when you keep walking through it and you get to the other side, there are people who are so excited for your arrival. When I met my kindred spirit, we talked about how he just felt like he knew me, and he felt very familiar to me. And we were actually at a dinner party, and we had just met, and we were sitting next to each other at the party, and people thought we had been together for years. And no, we just met 30 minutes ago, but that was how drawn to each other we were. And I can tell you that I was not looking to date. I was not putting myself out there. I was still really, on some levels, exhausted from the ending of the twin flame relationship. I didn't have the desire to date formally, and yet I was affirming to myself that I'm ready for the next relationship that is in my best and highest good. And I requested that from the universe. I absolutely requested that, and I required it, and I said, I want this, da-da-da-da, that's my list, da-da-da. And I kept affirming that that's what I wanted, and I got it. I 100% got it. He came out of nowhere for me. I had this visual of him dropping down into my life, and that's exactly what happened. So please know that we can meet and match up with people in unlimited ways, and that it's beyond, it can feel like we have to do something about it, but if you're willing to trust and really have faith, you will be amazed and surprised at how the universe celebrates you and loves you and will bring you exactly the right person to be your partner. As I've looked back on my relationships, I have so much love for every person, every single person, starting with my first boyfriend at 16. I see how these relationships were amazing, growing opportunities for me, and there's just so much love there on a soul level. As I've described this relationship, these different types of relationships and their energetic signatures, I want to make it clear, too, that none of these relationships are better than another. They just have different opportunities and gifts. You know, they each are offering us something that helps us grow and heal, depending on where you are. Also, soulmates will keep coming into your world. They'll keep coming around. When you have completed healing paradigms and core wounds, energetically, your soulmates will recognize that in you, and they will come to you for that healing. They'll be attracted to you to learn and heal for themselves, because you are showing them a new way to open up their energy. You're showing them how they can expand and heal. And this is what makes you the leader of your soul group, is that you are recognizing how to take the healing and the themes to the next level. So understand that soulmates will come back around. They will want to connect with you at your new vibration, but you have to give very clear boundaries, meaning don't take on anyone else's healing work. Each person needs to do their own work and has the power to do their own work. When we try and do someone else's healing, we are inadvertently taking away their own power. They cannot latch on to you to get their own healing, although that might be your experience. It might be that a soulmate shows up in your world and they feel like an energy vampire, and it's because they want the healing that you've completed. So one thing to keep in mind is that maybe what you can give are resources, books, websites for them to check out. Just be very clear within yourself about what you can do and what you can't do, because, again, your healing is your responsibility just as their healing is their responsibility. So honoring that in ourselves and in another is very powerful. It's very powerful. And it honors their free will. It honors them as a soul. I'm looking at the time, and this has gone over, which I'm not surprised about at all, because there's so much to say about this topic. I love it. I love it. And I hope that you're finding some good information from it. I hope it's been soothing, and that it's provided a broader understanding of what's going on. As I said, soulmate stuff can be very seductive and emotionally deep. I'm going to take a quick little breather here and grab a drink, and then I'm going to look at the astrology, because I think you're going to find it really fascinating to look at how the astrology is working with these relationships right now. Okay. So you don't need to know astrology in order to understand what I'm going to share with you. But I am going to toss out some dates here. Some dates and some planets and some astrological signs. Since October 2009, Saturn has been in Libra. What does that mean? Okay. Libra is the sign, the astrological sign of relationships and partnerships. It's about the we, us, together. Saturn is the planet related to real-world situations. It's related to how we make commitments, how we are mature, and where we are responsible in our lives. Saturn in Libra since October 2009 means that our relationships, our partnerships are being tested, and I say that with love, are being tested in how we are being responsible and mature to our own growth. Now, think about October 2009, if you can. Oh, wow, doesn't that feel long ago? It feels really long ago to me. Saturn entered Libra in October 2009, and when it first comes into a new sign, it can be very powerful and strong. It stayed in Libra until April 2010, moved back into Virgo, so moved back into where we were being practical and responsible in our lives regarding health, regarding organization, regarding how we take care of ourselves. Then it moved back into Libra and has stayed there since July 2010. So July 2010 is 2 years ago this month. And I want you to think about and look at relationship changes that have happened since then. See, Libra wants to relate, connect. There wants to be an exchange. And this is where we are. We are looking for quality in our lives, quality relationships. We want to connect at an intellectual level. We want to share ourselves. We want to do that give and take. And with Saturn moving through this energy, we really have to look at how we relate to others and if it's really serving our own needs or if we're giving away too much, if we're doing too much for others. Saturn asks us to look at what is the reality of this relationship. Is it really a quality relationship that reflects your needs and who you are right now? Because what happens is Saturn will, for your best and highest good, remove and complete relationships that no longer match your needs or your current self-identity. I think of Saturn. Saturn is associated with the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn happens, that astrological sign begins the end of December into January. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, I associate that with winter. Okay, I associate Saturn with winter. I realize that it's not winter for everyone at that time, but this is why. Because think of a tree in winter. The leaves drop off, the branches may break, roots go deeper to find water. Okay, the tree is bare. And there's no bounty right now. It's just stripped down to its essentials and to its natural state. And the purpose of this is so that the inner world becomes stronger during winter. The inner world becomes more hardy. It can feel lonely. It can feel challenging. But this is where we are required to be mature, to take ownership of ourselves, to look at what we can improve in our relationships. So Saturn is associated with winter, and it's also associated with solitude, with inner discipline, you know, going inward to really see what we need and what is required of us. And there is a gift associated with this, which is that we are being gifted with preparing for greater abundance when spring comes. You know, we're doing the inner work now, preparing ourselves so that with the next cycle, more bounty can be reaped. We can experience more growth because we cut out what was no longer fitting us. So Saturn in Libra is really bringing these relationship issues up for review and for appraisal. That doesn't mean it's always our choice. Others can be ending relationships with us too. We might be on the receiving end of a divorce or of a parting of ways. It depends where Saturn is moving through your chart, through your astrological chart. But the idea is that Saturn is going to say, you need to look at this realistically. You need to look at this maturely and take stock of what's happening in these relationships. And if they are not for your highest and best good, it is in your best interest to let it go. Or, conversely, if it is in your best and highest good, it is a great time to make a bigger commitment to it. So Saturn isn't just going to take things out of our lives. It's going to make us, get us clear on what can stay and really function on its own. Related to soulmates, this could be a time when you really experience yourself going through deep emotional cycles because another person is triggering them in you. So there's an opportunity here to get very real with yourself. We have relationships with other people in all areas of our lives, but the one constant is our relationship with ourselves. Saturn is asking you to look at your relationship with yourself and see how that is reflected in your relationships with others. Saturn is actually at its most graceful in Libra. So even though the relationship stuff that comes up could be trying at times and will test you and will also bring you rewards, will also manifest new relationships that are better fitting for you, Saturn is at its most graceful here, and it's kind of doing this dance so that you will see the beauty inherent in some relationships and what is lacking in other relationships. Saturn can get a bad rap because it's known for being harsh, it's known for being intense, it can feel like a stern taskmaster, but there are rewards associated with doing the work that Saturn brings to you. So relationships have been an area of focus since October 2009. Saturn will change signs in October 2012, just a few months away. It's going to move into Scorpio, where the energy will change deeply. However, what I want to bring to your awareness is that right now, Mars has entered Libra. Mars takes 2 years to move through an astrological cycle. And when it comes into a sign, it activates that energy in powerful ways. Mars is associated with the warrior energy, with your will power, with what you will fight for to make it happen. It can be aggressive, it can be masculine, it can be the negative connotations of war. Mars can be all of that. However, a very healthy expression of Mars is more about, this is what I really want and I'm going to go for it and I'm going to make it happen. Because Mars wants action and movement. Let's do this. Let's go. When Mars comes into Libra, it started in Libra July 5th and it will be staying in Libra until August 23rd. So almost 2 months, or maybe it's 7 weeks, six, 7 weeks. What Mars is doing as it comes through Libra is it's activating all of these relationship themes that Saturn has been giving us since October 2009. Okay? So there's an activation here. Mars is an instigator, and it's going to bring up in front of your face maybe something you've been trying to hide from yourself or put under the rug. Mars is going to say, oh no, you need to do something about this. Maybe it's make a decision. Maybe it's take a certain action. Maybe it's an expression of your feelings. Mars will fire things up. And so you could expect to experience anger sometimes. You could experience resentment. It could be about looking at what is fair or what is not fair. These are all the lower vibrational expressions of Mars. But what it's also doing is bringing to your attention what you can purposely and consciously choose to release, and what you can put your energy towards creating. And maybe there are some relationships in your life that you want to direct more energy towards. This is also a theme here that's going to be activated. Mars in Libra is interesting because, as I stated, Libra is a very... it's about we, us, the two of us, our relationship, the give and the take, exchanging ideas, maintaining balance, and being fair. Mars in Libra has a interesting dynamic because Mars is actually associated with Aries, which is the opposite of Libra, and that's about me. What do I want? What am I going to do? How am I going to create what I want? So there's this push and pull between what is good for me, what is good for you, what is good for us, what is fair, how are we going to talk about it. This back and forth happens with Mars in Libra, and it can create a standstill. But I think because this energy is so strong right now, I think that you aren't going to be able to stand still for long. You know, maybe you are going to weigh the pros and cons of a relationship and whether or not you want it to continue in your life. But then at some point you'll be called to action and to do something about it. So from July 5th to August 23rd, relationships are being activated, and I'm feeling that it's very much related to these soulmates, twin flames, and kindred spirit relationships. Don't be surprised if you come across more people that fit into one of these categories. But if you can maintain the perspective that this is about taking you further on your healing path, I think your own inner decisions will come faster. The energy is so quick right now that you're supported in so many ways beyond what we can comprehend. There's just so much love and support for us right now. And please know that every person on your path is equally loved and supported that much, regardless of whether they see it or know it. They are. We all are. And I find that very comforting. I know that every person that I've had to part ways with, it's been from a place of love, that I've just had this deep love for them and what they have brought into my life and the opportunities that they have gifted me with. Taking that perspective changes the dynamic in amazing ways, and it brings us to a new level of healing and of release. It's okay to release people right now. It's okay to move forward on your own path and to have that energetic disconnect, if you will, because your spiritual responsibility is to yourself and because we must honor each other's free will. Free will is one of our gifts of experience. And when we honor that in someone else, we honor that within ourselves. The energy is the same. The energy is the same. One more astrological insight. Saturn will be changing signs in October 2012, a few months away. And it's going to move into Scorpio. This is a significant energy change. It's about deeper, more intense experiences, and it's going to ask us to look at how are we responsibly evolving and transforming ourselves? Are we doing our work? Are you committed to yourself? The rubber hits the road here, and we'll be able to see how far we've come on our healing journey and how committed and disciplined we've been to ourselves. So I mention that because I think it helps put this topic into a broader perspective that it's not simply about right now, but where we're going, and that there could potentially be greater discomfort if you aren't honoring yourself right now. So you have a choice. You know, what is your choice? Knowing that you have the power to create your own experience, what is your choice right now with relationships and how are they fitting you or not fitting you? I'm looking at the time, and wow, that was the fastest hour ever. And I hope you got some good information from this. There's so many components of soulmates, twin flames, and kindred spirits. So I hope that this overview provided some insights and information that will help you mentally understand what's going on, maybe, so that you can connect it to the emotional experience and then connect it to your soul level choices. It's a very powerful time right now. And the more people I meet, the more I recognize their power. It's the coolest thing. So when you are making choices, or when choices are being made about relationships, honor everyone's free will, honor their power, honor their love, honor your love for them and the experiences you've had with them, and know that the journey just continues, and it has the potential to only get better, to only keep improving. I'm so grateful you listened to this show today. Thank you, thank you. If you feel the need to go back and listen again, you might get some new information. I think part of what I'm sharing with you is meant to trigger your own knowingness. So maybe it's a certain section of the show where you felt a lot of your own downloads coming in from your guides and your team. So please feel free to go back and re-listen if you were being triggered to receive certain information. I know that I had more information coming in when someone started talking about twin flames. I had all these connections that were made, dormant connections. So I recognize that that can happen with many of us right now. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with another show, and check out the archives of this show. There's a lot of good information there in the Blog Talk Radio show page. And as always, I appreciate you. Thank you for connecting with me. Have a wonderful day. Bye. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have